Ice cream conversations. Ice cream conversations. Ice cream conversations.
Forever on they grind all day, every day. Ice cream convos, always really never play. Download the podcast, listen on any day. Why didn't I do this sooner? Only thing you ever say. Xavier Caller, best host of all time. Blog talk radio listeners will say they never lie. Check every story they run, like me with the rhymes. When other shows report anything, it should be a crime. Entertainment news, yeah, I gotta get mine from ICC, and you should be inclined to do the same if you got half of mine. I do cosign these lasers, shine like Frankenstein, they cut it to date design. IceCreamConvos.com. Tune in, download. Yeah. IceCreamConvos.com.
Ice Cream Combos radio show, where we serve delicious scoops of entertainment. I am your host, Zaviera.
And I'm your co-host, Carla.
And we are so happy to be back on the air, and we thank you so much for tuning in. Carla, how are you feeling this morning? What's popping in Philly?
Man, I'm feeling pretty good. Girl, a whole heat wave. Well, I'm exaggerating. You know, it's been pretty cool. I'm exaggerating. It's going to be like 90, 92. But it's because you got to remember, we have literally, since April, been in. It felt more like fall than spring. So now, right. It's so crazy. It's like you complaining because it's all cold, and then now we being hit with like 90 degrees a day. So I'm just hot. But besides that, look, I'm feeling good up here. What's up at ATL? What's going on down there?
Well, all I'm going to tell you is it was so hot, Destiny ain't even want to go outside to play. Now,
oh,
you know
wow.
It's bad when a kid don't want to go outside to play.
Yeah, it's real bad when kids...
When your child don't want to go outside to play, it's some real issue. Listen, I went ahead and just took my natural hair and went ahead and made it curly because I'm not even trying to play with y'all like that.
Word.
You will not be talking about me out here looking like a wolf, all wolfing in the back kitchen, swole up, looking little bob all lean ones. No. You will not talk about me. I'm not even messing with it. I'm not even
Word.
Messing with it. But,
you can't play them hair games and that type of weather. Not at all.
Heck no.
Not at all.
Oh, real quick, since I'm talking about hair, shout out to Dark and Lovely for their all-natural hair products that they hooked the sister up with when I went to Demetria's Mother's Day brunch. I posted two videos on my Instagram page where, child, you know I was doing the most. But I posted two videos on my Instagram page. I did my before, and then I did my after. So shout out to Demetria McKinney for being
so
dope. Well, thank you. Thank you.
Yeah.
But shout out to Demetria for being...
No, real quick,
for
I'm
being
saying
the sweetheart
that
she is.
What? No, I know I keep cutting you off because you think it's sorry, Demetria. No, I'm saying, like, that's a good look because, listen, how many of us have spent how much money on natural hair products? We wish we had people do the videos. So that's a good look. Thought it was dope.
Yeah. So, you know, I appreciate Demetria for even sharing the video. I know people was on her page like, who is this and why this girl acting like that? But shout out to Demetria. Dark and Lovely, call me. Because I really like these hair products, but the way y'all pricing is set up, I have to go in there and put some stuff on layaway.
You know what? Why natural hair products got to be so expensive?
I don't know, but shout out to Cantu with the $5 holler. I'll be right up there like, get this supersized jar of Leave-In hair conditioner. You know when you go into the grocery store and they have, like, the economy set up, and then they have, you know, when you buy it in bulk, like when you work at the state school or some stuff, you going in there buying the green beans and the super big can and all. That is Cantu compared to other hair products. Go into Walmart with a whole $5 and buy a year's supply of leave-in conditioner messing around with Cantu. So shout out to Cantu.
Shout out to Cantu. No, that's some real talk. I'm so glad you actually said that. Because we can't even put them in the game with that. And you know what's so crazy? Cantu done stepped up. Yeah, they got over 10 products. So, yeah, gotta love it.
Shout
so
out to Cantu.
For doing that
because, seriously, once I started my natural hair journey, I was all Cantu everything. I wasn't even messing with nobody else. Because when I went in there and I was like, listen, I'm balling on a budget. I'm not about to go in here and spend all this money. First of all, with all due respect, I wasted a lot of money, and
that's
God forgive me, with
Me too.
A hair product
Jessie
line.
And whoever
well,
else.
See, you,
y'all
see
y'all
you about to get up soon. Because I was trying my best not to say that.
Oh, my bad. I'm saying.
Kind of like, and I'm fucking and people and Miss Jessie.
I said, nah. Just saying. From experience. Go on.
Here's my only issue with natural hair products. I have an issue with, number one, with natural hair, shout out to all my team natural hair, because it is not as easy as some of y'all make it look. And shout out to all y'all who make it look easy. But you will spend, unless you lucky or your hair is very cooperative, you won't spend a grip going through different hair products to try to find the one that gives you the look you're looking for.
Yep.
Now, under my sink looks like a natural hair product cemetery. Okay, it is a cemetery. I ain't giving it away. Because if I had to spend that bread,
don't work. I'm gonna teach you stuff that don't work.
Nah, man, hell no, Carla. If I had to spend that bread, the hit and miss, you had to spend that bread. You gonna have to spend that bread too. I ain't funding nobody's natural hair.
Gosh, yeah.
No. You gonna sponsor your old natural hair jerk. Nah, I know that's terrible. And just earlier today I was talking to you about how black people don't stick together. Y'all come over here and get these hair products if you want to. They gonna have cuss words written on them.
Yeah, you
but
so
y'all
dumb.
Can come get these products.
I feel you. No, because you talk about hundreds of dollars. Like, girl. We're talking a lot of money. It depending on how long your natural hair journey has been. We're talking about a lot of money. So I definitely feel you on that one.
And then shout out to y'all who get the products. Don't realize something in it that you low-key allergic to. Scalp be itching like a yeast infection. Girl,
man, I know from experience.
Okay. I don't even want to talk about that. I'm going to slide over that. But, I say all of that to say, shout out to Dark and Lovely. Shout out to Demetria.
Yes.
And it is hot as Hades in the ATL, so you have to rock your natural hair unless your perm is popping. Or you just got that good green because your grandmom is Lenny Lenape Cherokee
green,
Indian on your daddy's side.
Even good green people, where that heat? Atlanta heat? I'm just saying, even in Atlanta heat, y'all. Listen, even if you got that good hair, you got to be. Yo, it's the humidity, though. That's what it is.
It is.
Hair. It's crazy.
Because when you come outside, like, the one thing about Atlanta, like, when it, I mean, I'm not a fan of winter. I could deal with spring. Fall is all right because I know winter coming. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it's like, to me, fall feels like Sunday night at about 8 o'clock, and you know Monday coming. Like, that's how fall feels to me because I'm not a fan of winter, right?
Right.
But because, you know, I stay cold and I hate to be cold. I will wear a coat in the summertime. That's just me. But don't judge me.
Yeah, you
do. All right. So, you know, that's my thing. Like, but in Atlanta, when that summertime come around, you will step outside and cuss. It feels like as soon as you step outside, somebody wrap their hand around your neck. I like
the
scram.
The first, right quick, first year, was that 2009, the first year I came in the I came down there.
Yep.
Listen. It was like 109. It feels like you literally come outside and the sun, like the sun is just giving, you giving the sun a piggyback ride. Period. That's just how it feels to me. Period. Y'all thought I thought I was going to die.
Yep.
What is going on? But nah, I love it.
Straight standing in the heat. Look, Carla, you be straight standing in the Satan's anus. Just be standing in there like, ha! How I get in here? And it stank.
Yo,
it's hot
dumb.
And it stank.
Word. Yo,
oh, my goodness.
Oh, wow.
All right. Yes. So, Carla, do we have any celebrity friends who are celebrating a birthday today?
We have two. Only two today, because yesterday I feel like it was so many celebrity birthdays. So, Tina Fey, our girl Tina Fey. Shout out to Tina Fey. I don't know if you know.
Yeah,
she's
like
from
Tina.
Upper Darby. She's from up. She's around. From around here. Oh yeah, she's from Upper Darby, not Darby, but Upper Darby. But it's still close. But she is 47 today. So Tina's a funny girl.
She
Everybody
is.
Knows
Shout
Tina.
Out to Tina.
That's her biggest role would have been Sarah Palin, right? That's how we really got introduced to her. How she got introduced to the world, wasn't it? Her imitation of Sarah Palin.
Black folks.
Her big.
Black
that's what
folks.
I mean, her bit. Hey, that's what we
talking about. Black folks. Be like, well, that's what we talking to. No. But no, you know, she, now, you know, Tina Fey been doing her thing for quite a while, but.
No, I know she was doing her thing, but I mean like that.
Yeah.
It was
the
finally
pop-off.
Like, okay, like the pop-off. Yeah. That's what I was trying to figure out.
You know what, though, Carla? Is 30 Rock the pop-off? 30
Yeah, it was. Yeah, you're right. Yeah. You're right. I take that back. You're right. 30 Rock was before it. It was. So, but yeah, shout out to her. I was, I don't know why I thought Tina was younger, but 47. So happy birthday to her.
Oh, she 47, you said? Yes. I thought you said 37.
No, she's 47.
Dang, Tina.
Yes. But speaking of looks, but while you on 37, Snoop, Felicia Snoop Pearson, our girl from The Wire, basically
Be like, Michael, how my hair look? It look good, girl.
Oh, one of the illest things ever, right?
Michael.
Yo, that's like the illest. I love how you did it. Yeah, it's good personality. She sounds just like her. She's celebrating her 37th birthday today, so.
Well, you know what? Snoop. Now, Snoop is one of those people from The Wire because Carla and I both have, I think our obsession of The Wire is pretty equal.
It's pretty equal, right?
Oh, yeah, it's pretty equal. So, you know, at one point in time, when we first started this radio show, we was going after everybody on The Wire. Like, we was going after everybody on The Wire.
You were amazing with it. The whole cast, all the way down to the Boys of Summer.
I was like... Look, I even had to pray to God, like, God, can you send me a sign from Prop Joe? Like, listen, I wanted to talk to every single cast member of The Wire. First of all, I will wave my rainbow flag when it comes to Kima. I love me some Sanja.
Yes.
How you say it, Sanja?
Oh, my gosh.
I love Kima.
Girl,
I will wave my rainbow flag for Kima.
Yes, for real.
Girl, Kima be doing, like... She be doing like little independent films here and there.
Okay.
She was on something. Wait. She was on something big recently. I want to say Luke Cage. I want to say Kima popped up on Luke Cage.
Oh, did she? Because I ain't never finished. You know, don't beat me up. You know, I never finished Luke Cage. So that's probably why I'm where Kima
was.
Look, that's why I'm all like, well, where Kima been? But
she
was.
Yep.
Okay.
She did pop up on Luke Cage. She sure did. I absolutely love her and her hair, Lord Jesus. I just want to wash it and rinse it with berries.
I wanna smell it. Girl,
and just braid it.
Yes.
I love Kima. And she going to forever be Kima. Sorry, Sanja.
Yes.
She going to forever be Kima.
She's going to be Snoop forever. Yeah.
And you know, it's funny because if you haven't been following Ice Cream Combos, we have had Haas, who was Weebae. We had him on the show. We had Jermaine Crawford, who was Dookie. You know, every time
Girl.
I say Dookie, it make me giggle. Dookie. So we had Dookie on the show, and I think those are the only two we was able to track down because Snoop gave us the runaround. Remember, Snoop gave us the runaround.
Yeah, she definitely
did.
I'm trying to think.
Snoop gave us the runaround.
Yeah, that was it. They were
I don't think we went after Naaman and all of them. We didn't go after Naaman and
Randy and
Randy.
Somebody else.
No, but Randy supports Ice Cream Combos. Randy
follows Ice Cream Combos
on social media.
Okay.
Yeah. He follows us on Instagram. But Omar, child, I would try everything under the sun to get Omar.
Shout out
to you, Michael K. Williams. I'm about fed up with you right now. See what happens when they blow up. See what happens when they blow up.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I try everything under the sun. But shout out to Haas. You know, he is getting ready to be Bobby Brown. Yo, I love Haas, so I'ma just chill, yo. I love Haas, so I'ma chill.
Not right now.
Yeah, I'ma chill. But he's supposed to be Bobby Brown in TV1's this biopic that they're doing about Bobby Christina. And Demetria McKinney is starring as Whitney Houston. Now, I know that people feel a way, like they feel a way about this biopic. Because they feel like, basically, there is a collective feeling of, damn, just let the girl rest in peace. Like, just let her rest in peace. She had the traumatic life. She watched her parents get high and really rock on national TV.
Right.
Her mama passed away from an alleged overdose.
And then,
the jury's still out on what happened to Bobby Christina.
Exactly.
We all know what we believe at the dinner table, but the jury is still, it's up in the air about what really happened to Bobby Christina. So a lot of people feel like, number one, too soon, hashtag too soon. Mm-hmm. Secondly, they just feel like, just leave it alone. So I talked to Demetria, and I was like, you know, I was like, how about, and I know how much Demetria loved Whitney Houston. So here's where my peace of mind with this project is coming from.
Mm-hmm.
If Demetria was not involved in this project, and y'all will learn that I am very biased when it comes to Demetria because the girl always treated me good since the day I met her. But if Demetria was not involved in this project, I would be like, hell no, to the no, no, no.
Hell to
no, right? That would be me all day long if Demetria was not involved in this project. The thing that gives me peace of mind is knowing how much Demetria loves Whitney Houston. So the fact that she loves Whitney Houston the way that she does gives me the comfort of feeling like she's not going to let TV One jump out the window with this movie about her daughter.
Right. Right.
You see what I'm saying? Like,
I understand.
You know, I just feel like, for instance, like if they now, you know, you would still be alive and well somewhere living in the mountains. But if they were to do a biopic about you and I was a part of it, people should feel like, OK, this thing going to be all right because Zavi is a part of it and she ain't going to let them play Carla in any way, shape or form.
Right.
So that's.
Go ahead, because I know
you're
going to say
something. No, I'm just thinking about, because then you start getting into producing and editing. I mean, shows and stuff. You know, she can go. Let me say first, I totally agree with what you say. And you made me comfortable just knowing that, because who's going to do someone that truly, truly loved, genuinely loved and cared about, and actually, you know, their career was modeled after them. You know, she looked up to her. You know, she's not going to. In her, you know, she wouldn't, in her, she's in full control. But we got to remember, too, that things go on and stuff like that. But I think that's
editing.
The part. Yeah, exactly. So I'm hoping that's not what goes on, but I agree with you. Like, I definitely know if she's involved in it, she would never approve of any kind of foolishness as far as this, as it goes, you know, anything. Me, personally, I felt like everyone else kind of, too, at first. You know, leave it alone. Like, her whole life was a tragedy. Her death was a tragedy.
Yep.
We know it. Yep. We know what happened. But, you know.
I talked to Demetria about it, and she is very nervous about it. Only because she does not know how people are going to receive it. So I told her, I said, listen, even if they don't like the film, you go in and do your thing. And
that's
you
right.
do what you do. Because the girl is talented and she can sing.
Absolutely.
And she's beautiful. So I'm like, you just go in and be like, even if people be like, man, that thing was trash. But let me tell you about Demetria. Demetria did her god darn thing, dog.
Oh, this could just
like,
change her career.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
This could,
and
I think you told her the right thing. Go. She needs to go at it because she loves her. She's very talented, I agree. And I think she's going to do a great job. It's just people have to be willing to look, go in, watch it, and watch her. Watch the talent, watch the story, but also watch the job that she, instead of what you know, what you really feel, you know, you want to kind of go into it, you know, just looking
I'm
at
tell
it
you
as, basically.
You brought up a great point. You know, the hardest thing to do is to make a biopic about somebody's life that everybody swear they know about.
Yeah. And we're talking about a legend. We're talking about the voice.
That is. Just like with Aaliyah. Everybody felt like they knew Aaliyah's story. So when Lifetime came with that BS, it was like, child, wait a minute.
Exactly.
And you can't even sing the songs. At least they could have tried to save the film playing her songs in the background.
Right.
They couldn't
right.
even play her music.
Nah, that
they
was
got these
terrible.
Generic behind tracks that you could download off of YouTube
that was
playing in the background.
Like, what? It was bad. It was bad. That was bad. That's probably the worst. But I think she's going to knock it out. I think people are going to be surprised because a lot of, you know, I mean, people know Demetria, don't get me wrong, but playing this role is going to, you know, open up it's basically the whole world.
And let me tell you something. All the people that's mad, go and watch because they want to see if it's a mess. They're going to watch. They're going to want to see if it's a mess.
And that's to her advantage because she's going to kill it.
She's going to kill it.
So.
I know she's going to kill it.
Oh, yeah.
All right. So let's go ahead and hop into some other entertainment news. Now, first of all, can I go ahead and preface this entire podcast by saying I'm in my feelings right now. I am in my feelings. You know, shout out to Ray. Ray gonna text me this morning talking about, you all right over there, Angela Davis? Yes, I am all right. Yes, I am. I am in my feelings, Carla, because last night I wrote the post about Tim's Story. Tim's Story is set to direct and produce a new film about the 1921 Tulsa race riot. So you know me, I'm like, 1921 Tulsa race riot? Where's that? So I was like, let me go do my Googles, because, you know, a lot of times in American history, we tend to rename stuff to give it a different feel and a different effect.
Absolutely.
Well, let me Google the Tulsa race riot, because I don't recall nothing about it. As soon as I Googled Tulsa, 1921 Tulsa race riot, Black Wall Street popped up. I said, oh, okay, I know what time it is now.
Right.
So I started digging. Some days I get into my researcher mode. So I start digging, and I'm going looking for documentaries. I want all the information, because the reason why I chose for a documentary, Carly, you're more of a reader. I'm more of a documentary type person, because then that way I can still be working and keep one eye on the TV. Let some information come in while I'm bringing information out.
Right.
But you are more of a reader. Like, you're more analytic with yours. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah,
you're a reader. Yeah. So, look, as a kid, I like picture pages, okay? Don't get
it. Picture pages,
time to grab your picture pages, time to grab your crayons and your
pencils. Yeah, picture pages, everything. That was life.
So, yes, picture pages was life. So, you know, I started watching this documentary. Girl, when I tell you, I was overwhelmed with so many different emotions. I really don't even know how to articulate it. It was everything from rage to hurt, the pain to embarrassment to disappointment, back to rage again, back to sadness again. Basically, long story short, the 1921 Tulsa, I guess we're going to call it race riot, but the real tea is it was the 1921 Tulsa massacre of thousands of Black people. Okay. If you've ever heard the term Black Wall Street, go ahead, Carly. What you want to say? Because you know I'm about
to go. No, I'm listening. I want you to continue. No. I was just agreeing with you. I'm actually just
Okay. Because you know you might have to talk me off the ledge with this one. Like, pull back, girl. Pull back on these sponsors. Don't lose sponsors.
No, you're good.
So, basically, 1921, Tulsa massacre is what it is. It's one of the most terrible massacres on U.S. soil. Point blank, period.
Talk about
point blank, period.
They quick to talk about act of terror. That was,
okay.
I mean, you can consider that. That was an act of terror.
Yes. So here's basically what went down. Everything kind of kicked off on Memorial Day weekend when a young black man was accused of raping a young white girl. Long story short, the Ku Klux Klan came into Black Wall Street. For those of you who have never heard of Black Wall Street, and don't be ashamed, because it wasn't taught in our history class.
Right, exactly.
They only taught you about the Pilgrims and the Indians and Thanksgiving, but we're going to get into that in a minute, too. So, you know, basically, Black Wall Street was also dubbed as Little Africa. The reason being is because it was the most affluent Black community in the United States. It was labeled Black Beverly Hills. You had your own hospital, your own schools, your own train system, your own businesses, your home.
Yes.
Listen, Black people in Black Wall Street did not need any other community for anything.
Mm-hmm.
Period. These people were... They were affluent. They had beautiful homes. They had money. They had businesses. They said that the Black dollar circulated between 86 and 1,000 times in Black Wall Street before it left. 1,000 times. Right now, in 2017, I don't know about 2017, so I'm not going to speak on what I don't know. But as far as 2000, in 2000, the Black dollar circulated 6 hours in the Black community.
Hey,
I can only imagine.
Depending on what part of the community you live in, though, too.
Well, there you go. That, too.
So basically, that's crazy.
All right, so now that I've set up Black Wall Street for you, just imagine a Black paradise, okay? Just a Black paradise of businesses, and you got doctors and lawyers and mothers and fathers and children, beautiful little black children just seeing all this black greatness in this one particular area. Well, the black man got accused of raping this white girl, and the Ku Klux Klan came through with airstrikes, because that's exactly what it was. Airstrikes, men in cars. They had planes dropping burning turpentine bombs on the homes and the businesses. They had men in cars with machine guns just spraying anything that was moving. They even killed a white man that they thought was black. They killed anything black that was moving. They literally, they cut off telephone lines. They cut off anything going in or out of Black Wall Street, and they completely demolished it. They killed over, reportedly, 10,000 black folks was killed.
So you might as well say 20. You might as well double that.
Might as well double it, because you know they always got to scale it down.
You know how they do the numbers, exactly.
Okay. All right. Men lie, women lie, but numbers don't. So they reportedly killed 10,000 black men, women, and children, demolished their homes, looted their homes, looted their stores before they burned them to the ground. Murder, just bodies, everything, just bodies and carnage everywhere. Okay, so that's Tulsa. That's Tulsa, 1921. It was not against the law for a white man to kill a black man in Tulsa, Oklahoma. 2017, I woke up this morning, and it apparently is not against the law for a white police officer to kill an unarmed black man whose car broke down in the middle of the street. Because Betty Jo Shelby was acquitted for the murder of Terrence Crutcher. And it is the murder of Terrence Crutcher because that man was unarmed. He was not posing a threat to anybody. He was trying to get back to his car. Now, she claims that she shot him because she was fearing that he was going back to his car to get a weapon. How about he might have been going back to his car to get his cell phone to call his family, but please come out here because these police on some BS. My car broke down.
Same story, man. Every time. It's like how many times we have to hear it? You know,
lest we forget. Bestie, lest we forget Miss Betty Jo Shelby claimed she went deaf in the middle of the incident.
Crazy.
Oh, yeah, you went deaf because you didn't hear him say, I'm getting my cell phone. I'm reaching for my wallet for identification. They don't know what that means.
That's crazy. But even if you went deaf, I just feel like you just get so, it's just so sad, and you get tired of all of these murders, and they're murders, have the same story. I thought my life was in, and I mean, this was a clear case of, I mean, the man's, his hands were above his head, if I'm correct, right? His hands were out and above his head.
Yeah.
So
it's
just sickening that this is still acceptable. You know,
And someone on the ICC page, on our Instagram page, if you don't follow us already, feel free to do so. We're icecreamcombos_ on Instagram. But one of our ICC friends came into the comment section, and she was like, okay, so, you know, because one ICC friend said, well, you better watch your back for the rest of your life, Betty Jo. And somebody else came in and said, watch her back for what? George Zimmerman ain't got to watch his back. He out here chilling.
Yeah. Yeah.
He out here chill. And I said, you know what? And here's my thing. Because I might have went from the 1921, and I'm up to Betty Jo Shelby now. But it's so crazy to me because it all ties in together. First of all, we still talk about Tulsa. At this point, I need all my brothers and sisters to pack your stuff up and get up out of Tulsa. Okay? We done with Tulsa. Because there is change in Tulsa.
But ain't that changing nowhere? Think about
everywhere.
It.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nowhere.
Because how many? We ain't got to start ringing the names out. It's so many. We'll probably cry in midway. You know.
I'm just thinking
about it. It's literally everywhere. It's the South. You know, it's North, Midwest, it's the West. Now I know you are. Now I get it. But everywhere. And to me, the problem is, you know, people can say all they want, Zimmerman. You know, we can name all the murderers, but it's bigger than that. It's bigger. We got to start changing legislation. We got to start. It's just way bigger than that person that killed, that murderer. It's way bigger than them. Yeah, sure. I'm not saying that they shouldn't get what they deserve, but it's bigger than them. And then at the end of the day, they get what they deserve, and then you end up 9 times out of 10, the person that does it ends up where? You know, and then we're starting all over again. So it's It's sickening. It is. It's sickening. It's like it makes you, you know, I told you earlier when we kind of talked, you know, I felt like I wanted to vomit. You get tired of that feeling. But when are we, you know, going to look within ourselves and kind of just start, like, what can we do? But as far as you know, these murders and stuff, like, you know, we're going to continue. It's going to continue to go on. We're going to wake up another day and we're going to hear it again, an acquittal of someone innocent, you know, being murdered. Someone, and especially law enforcement. I mean, it's a trend. Like, we see it. We see that the blue blood is stronger than any blood. So I just get, you know, we sit and we have these conversations and it's just like, you know, all you can do is just try to look within yourself and be like, all right, we cannot change or do different. And then just
like Groundhog Day.
Hope everybody does that.
It feels like Groundhog Day. And okay. It's, yeah. I'm turning my prayers up to Terrence Crutcher family because I can't imagine how you feel. We got bit, but you know, we learned way back with Rodney King that video don't mean nothing.
And you know,
we learned that back with Rodney
that
King.
And that's a good point you just made. That's the thing that hurts. We're actually being told what we see is not what we see.
Yes.
You know, and,
yes.
And that's why I was so against the whole, you know, I got a lot of arguments with people over the dash cams, body cams. Listen, you can put a camera anywhere you want. We've seen footage. You know, it all comes down to what they say. Versus, and then with those drawers, they decided, you know, I'm just like the whole system and process. If you really look at it, it was not set up for us as African Americans. Period. It was never meant for us. So these same laws and rights that we're expecting to have, we have to keep in mind that they were not made for us. Now, what do we do from there? I don't know. It's just, but it has to start. We have to start having some kind of, we got to do more community. We got to get back to a village, first of all.
Thank you.
We got to start having some kind of little town hall meeting, something. We got to organize, organization. We got to start from there. But until we change this, until we show the country, hey, listen, we are the country. We are just as equal as you. There is no privilege. There is no anything. We are you. Everyone, we are all human beings, period. Until we you know, stand for that, it's going to continue to go on. You know?
It sure is.
And we got to put the right people, and we got to get out there and put the right people in office. I'm not even getting political, but at the end of the day, we're going to always have a government. We have to have government.
So you said a word right there. I appreciate you for saying that word because you know me, I get all emotional and I just start saying all kind of crazy stuff. Like, and then we need to bear arms and we need to. You'd be like, girl, reel it in.
We definitely need to do that though too. I mean, I agree. Listen, but that's another constitutional right. But once again, it wasn't right. Listen, when they wrote that, they weren't talking about us having bearing arms, but it is.
Right.
We need to educate ourselves also more on our rights.
Yes,
because
definitely.
Even though I'm sitting here saying they're not made for us, they still have to, you know, abide by them. You know, you might have to go through a lot of legal crazy. We got to sacrifice, too. That's another thing. Sometimes we're not willing to sacrifice. You might have to spend some. That's what our ancestors did. And, you know, they spent nights in jail. They got their ass beat. You know, it's certain things that, you know, we have to be. That's why I said we got to look into ourselves. What are you willing to sacrifice in order to truly, truly be equal and be free?
Yeah,
it's deep because I'm still trying to figure it out.
It is deep. Okay, let's shift gears because I'm ready to put my Afro pick in, put on all black, go outside, melt in the sun for a call.
Go right over to the courthouse. Let me get that license real quick.
That's when people come up walking. I'll be in a puddle. They be like, "Well, I think she was a Black Panther. I see a lot of leather in this puddle."
And you know what's so ironic about this, and what I love is usually like it's flip flopped with me and you. You know, don't get it twisted. I feel what you feeling because you know I'll be ready. Like, hey, listen. Several times I told you, let's just go to the courthouse and let's get these, let's arm
set it
up.
Off.
Right,
set it off.
But you know, at the end of the day, we have to be smart. We got to organize. We got to, and we're violent already. We're in our own community. That's why it's kind of like, we got to figure out something else.
Speaking of violence, thank you for that segue. Can we please talk about this particular situation that went down in Chicago where
Hold on. Let me just gather my thoughts real quick because I was so completely at a loss with this. So, if you have not heard, over the weekend, a woman has been charged with murder because she ran over a girl. Well, first, she rammed the girl into a tree with her car, ran over the girl, and then fled the scene. Now, some reports say she ran over the girl multiple times. Some reports say that she rammed the teen into the tree multiple times.
Right.
But basically, here's the gist of it. China Stapleton, she's 24 years old. Her and an 18-year-old girl named Tatiana Lewis, apparently Tatiana is dating one of China Stapleton's baby daddies. Because from what I understand, she's the mother, but this particular girl, Tatiana, was only dating the father of one of the children. Okay, I'm just going to set that up. I ain't in Chicago. I need somebody from Chi-Town to put me in.
Okay. Word.
So basically, this is what the news or the media is giving us, okay?
Mm-hmm.
That this particular China and Tatiana were already beefing because Tatiana was dating China's baby father. Now, some of our ICC friends in Chicago said that Tatiana and the baby father were engaged. I don't know.
Okay.
Okay. Now, Tatiana is the daughter of a Chicago police officer. It's not really important, but it's a detail that I need to make sure that you know.
Right.
All right. So basically, these two ladies got into a verbal altercation on Facebook. Threw a few little things back and forth at each other. And then the last thing that Tatiana wrote on Facebook was to the effect of, oh, she pulling up on the block. Or
Crazy.
Something like she pulling up.
Mm-hmm.
So apparently the girls get into something, you know, they get into an argument. I think they fight. You know, I don't know who got the best of whoever because that's not even important. But they get into a physical altercation, verbal, then physical. China gets in the car to leave. And Tatiana allegedly kicks China's car door.
Mm-hmm.
So China goes, oh, I got something for you. China whips the whip back around and starts chasing Tatiana. Tatiana starts running, and China ran up on her and smushed her between a tree and her Jeep.
Mm-mm-mm.
And then rolled back over her body before she took off and struck other vehicles, because I'm sure she's driving erratic at this point, right?
Oh, yeah, because now she's
She pulls off. She pulls off, and she's hitting other cars as she's headed off. Now, here's where it's even more insane. Why did China run Tatiana over with her 13-year-old in the car? With a 13-year-old in the car. I don't necessarily know if it was her child or not. No, it wasn't her child because the child was 13 and she's 24.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Probably
there was
her
a 13
or something child. Could have been her sister. Yeah. Whoever it was a child in the car. That's nobody in their right. Who does that?
Watched her run over a girl and kill her over an argument over a dude. Now you gone. Tatiana is gone. And your babies don't have no mama. And then China's daddy go say, my daughter is not a monster. Well, please point me in the direction of a monster and show me what one is.
Yep. That's crazy. Now,
I know we all, like, in the heat of the moment, like, we got to think better because, you know, when you mad, you mad. You see what I'm saying? And I don't know. Let me just play devil's advocate. Do you think China was like, oh, I got something for you, and she just meant to hit her, but then it went too far, and she, you know what I'm saying?
Absolutely not.
You think she just meant to go, yeah, I'm just going to kill you today?
Mm-hmm. Not,
wow.
Maybe not kill, but she wanted to hurt her bad. Because this, at the end of the day, this is how I feel. When you're operating a motor vehicle, once you make the decision to hit somebody, we show the power of a car, whether it's 5 miles an hour. Once you make that decision, I feel like you know that you're going to hurt them bad. Maybe not kill. Nah, maybe she didn't know she was going to kill her, but she knew she was going to hurt her bad.
Yeah, she did.
And depending on, now, I don't know the details. I know you may know more about this. I'm sure there was a crowd maybe outside. Were there people outside? Because that plays a big part, too. That plays a really big part when it comes to people in rage, whether we want to believe it or not, whether you have a crowd or not, or have people there, also plays a big part for me.
I don't think
point of decision.
Yeah,
you're
because
emotional,
right? Especially if you
don't
got
get
beat
embarrassed
up.
If she lost,
yep.
Absolutely. Embarrassment makes people do strange things. I'm
you
not
know,
making
it's
excuses
so,
either.
No. Definitely not an excuse. We're just trying to dissect this thing. We're
yeah,
trying to peel the layers back on this and make sense of it. You know, it's so funny because I can sit here right now and say, oh, we can't be making these rash decisions. I remember many, many moons ago, I think I may have been about 16. I got into a fight with a girl. And I think I may have told you about this before, Carla. I got into a fight with a girl. And for those of you who don't know, my mother passed away when I was very, very young. I got into a fight with a girl. And we was fighting in rounds. Like, we literally would square up, you know, go back to our corners, take a break, sip a Capri Sun,
right.
And then come back for our next round. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know, re-braid your hair if it got pulled out a little bit or whatever. We was literally throwing down. And
right.
During one of our intermissions, she said something to the effect like, that's why your mom dead and she rotting in her grave and all that. After that, I went Betty Jo Shelby because I went deaf. Everything went completely out the window. And all I remember is charging at her with a full-size brick. And when I say a brick, I'm talking about a brick that just fell off of somebody's sidewalk that,
right.
You know, a brick. And
right.
Had it not been for my cousin, who was real quick on his feet and had nice hands, he literally caught that brick. As I was pulling it back over my shoulder to come down on her head, he smacked it out of the back of my hand because, of course, I didn't have a really, really good grip on it because it was so big. But he smacked it out of my hand as I was bringing it back over my shoulder. And he saved my life because my life and hers would have been over that day.
Yeah, true. But see,
that's the one true time in my life that I literally blacked out.
Right.
Like, I had never allowed myself to get that mad ever again.
Right.
And I truly blacked out. And then you take a picture. I'm young. You said I was young. I'm young.
Yeah, and
I'm super emotional.
I mean, 24 and 16 doesn't seem like a lot, but it's a lot when you talk about making rational decisions during times of emotional, like when you're at your highest, emotional point. But see, we still learning. Even at our, some things we still don't know how to deal with. But that's why they even had, you know, they even thought about making a law. Remember, like, what was it called? Like crime of passion or something like that.
Yeah.
My issue was this. My whole issue with all of this foolishness is, why was it directed at her?
Yeah.
I'm not saying anybody deserved to be hit, but that's the bigger issue too. You know, I just feel like when did we get to a point where we attack the female is not in the relationship or whoever had it? We don't have a child with her. You don't have a child with
her.
I think we also live in the society of, and we see it, I hate to say this, I'm not trying to blame nothing on, this is not words to ICC, but I go back to reality TV sometimes. Like, we see
that's
this
right.
stuff on TV, and you got to remember, these kids are coming up, these young people coming up under this, and what do we always see? Women fighting each other over the dude. How often do
dude, be chilling.
Yeah.
Dude, be chilling.
Yep.
And you get done fighting the chick. She go back over there and smash again. Soon as her face heal up a little bit and the lumps go down because, you know, it ain't that cute. But she get done. She fired right over there.
Yep. And that's been going on forever. Don't get me wrong. I'm not trying to blame it on reality TV. But what I'm saying is now it's actually let's put it like this. We see stuff on TV. People think, especially young people, you think it's okay. This is the norm.
Mm-hmm.
So now we didn't see that. Think about it. When we grew up, we didn't see it. We knew it went on. We've seen people fight, like women fight over guys and girls fight over guys, but we never seen it on our TV screen.
No.
So it's just a whole lot to it. It's a whole many. But I totally believe she meant to hurt her bad. And you know, she gets what she deserves. And actually, we forgot about the 13-year-old. That's another life she messed up. Because depending on her state of mind, you know, she has to live with a thought like that visual for the rest of her life. That's not going anywhere.
No. No.
Now, I got another one. Now, does that make her think it's okay?
Hmm.
No, not after she see the way this girl about to be chilling in jail the rest of her life. No.
Yeah, that's true. But sometimes I'm just saying, sometimes people react different. But it's just she affected so many lives over a guy. And his life is not affected at all.
Not at all. The only thing is, he probably going to be stuck taking care of them youngins.
Yeah.
That's about it.
That's
and he going to find him a new chick to come over there and do that.
Exactly.
It's
sad, and it's sad. It's very sad. A young life gone over nothing.
Very, very sad.
Over nothing. Wow.
All right, I got a few more stories I want to run through before we raise up out of here. Carla, did you see the video of the white women fighting at the graduation?
Girl, did I? They begging or what?
Begging them with throwing hands. Let me tell you something. Y'all can act like these white women don't know how to fight if you want to.
We kicked it off, though, Wifey. But we kicked it off.
The lady in the brown dress.
No, I'm saying, I wonder what even kicked. I know, but I'm saying, what, like.
Oh, what kicked it off?
Yeah.
Fighting over seats.
That's what I thought. They
were fighting it over seats. Because somebody asked somebody, can you please move for this, that, and the third? And they was like, child, not today. Look, homegirl in the brown dress, though, first of all, I didn't think she could throw hands at first. Because, you know, she was doing the shoving. I think they were drunk because somebody threw a drink.
Yeah.
Did you see when somebody threw a drink?
Yep.
I think they were totally drunk.
I know they were drunk. I'm almost 80% sure they was drunk. If they weren't high, they was high something.
But how you first of all, you kicking off shoving, but wait a minute. Can I, one time for the dedicated dad who said, y'all could throw down all you want, but I'm going to get this video footage of my baby graduating. He kept that camera focused
just
on that graduation.
Listen,
they was throwing down, shoving, throwing drinks. He just moving back and forth, but he kept that camera steady. I need to get him a stabilizer for Christmas.
Straight up, just want to stress on how
he girl. First of all, it's so many layers to this. First of all, the white folks is, first of all, they fighting at a graduation. That's number one. Let me run through these levels real quick. Let's run through these levels. First of all, they fighting at the graduation.
Mm-hmm.
Secondly, the graduation was inside a church. Y'all throwing down in Jesus' house.
Yup, like it's nothing.
Throwing down in the Lord's house like it ain't nothing.
Fight club. They was wild.
But not only are you throwing down, you throw in drinks. Now, somebody got to sweep that up. Now, when I come to church on Sunday and I got to sit in that wet spot in the pew, I'm going to be pissed. Okay? You throwing drinks. Now, y'all in there fighting. Dad is making sure he going to get this graduation footage.
All of
you got a homeboy who videotaping the fight like, oh hell no.
Yes.
They fighting. He had me crying.
Yes.
He had me crying.
Pure comedy.
After all was said and done, not one arrest.
That's when all the laughing stopped. Because you know what? If that wasn't, and then the period of time that it took place, like maybe it seemed longer than what it really was. But I mean, you know, we get loud. And they, you know, they're on the intercom calling for security.
Okay.
And they police.
Parents, could you please wait until all the graduates are announced? Please hold your applause until all black mamas and black daddies, please hold all of your applause until all the graduates are announced. Thank you.
Straight up. You already know. You'd have been there, right? You'd been there.
So and I'm as soon as they get done with the announcement,
that's why I'm tripping. Because, listen, it's been a couple years, and I thank God, because graduations, I love it. I love to see family graduate, but I'm glad we got a couple years break. I ain't been in a couple years, but damn, I was like, that's what's going on now? Because I know as soon as you get loud, there's a problem, let alone start banging.
It's okay.
But
okay.
I can't believe that's in a church.
Now, had this been Shaquana fighting Tiana, they would all be in jail right now.
And pepper spray and tased.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I'm just saying, because they came in there with this.
Can I give you a shout out for that segue? One time for you with that segue. Can we talk about the students in Ohio who got pepper sprayed for extra credit?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Liz. Go ahead.
Now, I do understand it's a criminal science class. I get it.
Right.
But ain't that much extra credit in the world for me to get pepper spray on purpose? Let me tell you something. When I got pepper spray, I didn't have a permission slip.
Yeah, pepper
so
spray
all
no joke,
y'all
yeah.
talking about this, oh, this is a great experience for them, or they go into law enforcement, like the one mom
right.
who signed the permission slip said, well, if he's going to be in law enforcement, he needs to understand how it is to get pepper sprayed before he pepper sprays somebody else. Great point, Becky. But listen here. I'm raising three black kids. Well, two of them grown. I'm raised three black children, and I'm going to throw myself in the mix. When I got pepper sprayed, I ain't had no permission slip. Ain't nobody asked me, do you want to try this and see how it feels? So
right.
you notice there was not one pigmented kid standing against that wall getting pepper sprayed.
That's not our type of party. No. But, but what I... See, I totally get what you said, but the only I thought the same way. But until I seen that, it was voluntary. I mean, they volunteered to do it.
Oh yes, it was voluntary. So you raised your hand to go get pepper spray, and then you out there screaming, talk about, oh my God, make it!
Oh girl,
was
they pulling up? Yeah, but what you thought it was going to be?
What you thought it was going to do?
That's where I was like, oh, that's just stupidity. And as far as like the parent, this is where I was against it too. Yes, most police officers, they go through those type of things, they're tased, they're pepper sprayed, but that's officers in academy, people that are actually going to be out there. This is off of kids that may, you're going off of May, and he's not a police
yep.
officer. You know, they might switch kids, switch what they want to be overnight. So
okay.
I thought it was me as a parent, even if my child came to me voluntarily, no, you're not getting no.
Mine would never even ask.
Yeah, I thought it was just kind of insane. But, you
and, you know, it's funny because one of my ICC friends was like, I don't understand what the big deal is with this and why it's all over the place and why people make a big deal out of it. It's not a fact of making a big deal. The video went viral because of the way them kids was hooping and hollering.
Yes.
If you've done enough to sign a permission, if you volunteer to get pepper sprayed, and if your mama signed your permission slip, more power to you. What my point is, and the only point that I'm making is, I am not signing a permission slip for my child to get pepper sprayed because 9 times out of 10, they're going to end up getting pepper sprayed in their lifetime for
what?
No god darn reason. The
yeah.
same way I was at a football game in middle school, and some kids start getting into a fight, and I am an innocent bystander, but the police came out and pepper sprayed the entire
mm-hmm.
crowd.
And anybody that ever experienced it, you ain't got to get pepper sprayed directly for pepper spray to affect you, especially your breathing.
No. Don't let it be a breeze. Don't let it be a breeze.
And that's the, I hate how it make you feel in, like, the breathing. Then you be snotting, the
Man,
mucus.
Like,
it's just a horrible feeling.
I believe it affects the nervous system.
It literally does.
It affects your nervous system.
Absolutely, it does. And you got to remember that the pepper spray, we use pepper spray, police don't. Police use mace. And that is different chemical compounds than what we get. Everybody
but Bessie, can I give a shout out to Tawada? She's probably gonna kill me for this.
Mm-hmm.
Tawada, because when we was teenagers, some girl she had got involved in an altercation, and some girl pepper sprayed her, and Tawada literally moved through that pepper spray like it was a cloud in heaven, and continued. And I was like,
that's that rage, yo. That's from speaking of rage, yo, rage.
She walked
That's
through that
funny.
Pepper spray like it was a Mr. Perfume.
That is
and kept
so
it.
Funny.
I was like, yo! Anyway, shout out to Tawada. But,
yes.
Yeah, so that, you know, shout out to all the kids who went ahead and got, but listen, I don't have to sign a permission slip to end up getting pepper sprayed. Like, and I'm just trying to protect my youngins. I'm not subjecting them to that foolishness. Not for extra credit. I need an automatic
nah.
A if I'm going to get pepper sprayed. Not no extra
Word.
Credit.
Or some credits in college or something. I need some more stuff behind it. And you're definitely going to be a cop or in the academy. I just feel like criminal science, like, that was just, I was tripping off of that.
That's
the
thing, and you know,
ROTC or nothing. Like,
that
you know what I'm saying?
And that's a debate that I had with Deidre Allen from Cutting It in ATL. You know, she was like, well, you know, it's for a training course. So, you know, and my son, you know, he went through it when he had to get pepper sprayed when he was in the training academy. I was like, yo,
okay.
this not training, this a class.
Exactly. It's
this
a
high school class.
Right.
But then she came back and she was like, well, it clearly says, you know, they're in a training class or whatever. Okay, it's a but they're still in high school. They are not somewhere at an academy. you know, and but you know, she was right. She was definitely right. But the point I was trying to make to her, you know, sometimes things get things get lost in translation, especially when you're going back and forth on social media. Point I was trying to make to her was, okay, it may be a training class, but it's in high school. They are not at an academy.
Right. Right.
But if they mama okay with them getting pepper spray, I'm okay with it too.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Listen, I ain't like
a Go and get
parent.
A little piece of the black experience real quick.
You gotta take a bullet first. Yeah, you sure they're at peace. They got a piece exactly like you said.
Ooh, you said take a bullet. I know that's real. I know that's real.
Because they ain't even pepper spraying us no more.
Okay. We ain't getting, they ain't giving us the luxury of the spray.
Word.
Okay.
But yeah.
Not even a taser gun. We don't even get a taser.
Exactly.
It's okay. Whatever. So, Carla, shout out to the, shout out to this fool that broke into Amber Rose's house and chilled for 4 hours while she was sleeping.
What a
weirdo. That scared me so bad. That scared me so bad.
Me too.
It scared me so bad.
I'd rather him rob. It got to scare her too.
I'd rather him rob the spot and leave. He stayed for 4 hours. Bestie, do you know that man was in their house while they were asleep? Thank God. And you know, Amber Rose is not one of my most favorite people on the planet. I don't dislike her.
Yeah,
I just don't like
me.
Some of the things that she stands
scary.
For. But
right.
Let me tell you how I was thanking Jesus for her yesterday. Like, I literally thanked Jesus for her and for Bash and for everybody else that was in that
or
house.
Even her bodyguard was asleep. That's what's even deep. That was deep, too. My thing is, can I just ask a quick question?
Go ahead.
You're a bodyguard. We all watch The Bodyguard. I don't remember Kevin Costner sleeping too much when he was sleeping.
Listen, the only time Kevin Costner went to sleep was after he tapped Whitney, and then he got a little tired a little bit.
Exactly.
He was on a little cat nap, but he was still on the job because he was right here in the bed with her.
But
all he had to do
was
just
roll over. She had other people. I'm not saying it. I'm just saying, like, I always thought, when you're a bodyguard, you're paid it. And if there's a couple of y'all, what happened to the shift? Ain't somebody supposed to be up? That part was really bothering me. It was kind of scary. Yo, let me tell you why it freaked me out real quick, because I know we got to get out of here. There is a video on YouTube. I'm going to find it, and I'm going to shoot it to you, where it was like, it fell under, like, one of the creepiest videos or something. Girl, it was basically a man came into a couple's house. They were asleep on the couch. They were watching TV and fell asleep. Bestie, it's literally like hours. I can't remember how long it is of footage. And you just see this stranger. And at one time, he just stands over top of them.
Oh,
I think
God.
He's eating something. He's just watching. Not like directly over top of them, but up on the set. It's so creepy. Mm-mm. It is. But he never, same thing. He never, I don't think he robbed them. And you could see it on the footage. He just left. But it was really like, that's creepy, and that's what that reminds me of.
That's your there's nothing worse than an invasion of privacy.
I would have to leave that house.
I would have to go.
Yep.
Let me tell you, I remember how raggedy and how terrible and how violated I felt when I came back. Excuse me, I think it was Marshawn's 5th birthday party, and we had it at Chuck E. Cheese, and I came home, and you know, I was like, chilling, and the Soul Train Awards was coming on that night, so I'm hyped. Mm-hmm. And I go to open up my entertainment center because I'm going to tape it on the VCR. Yeah, I took y'all back. I'm about to tape it on the VCR. Ain't no VCR.
Oh.
Wait a minute.
Oh, gosh.
Now, I knew I had a VCR when I left this house. Ain't no VCR. So I start looking around. All like my music CDs, cases still there. No CDs inside of them. This is someone who took their time.
Yeah, they took their time.
Video
they took
games.
The CDs out. Wow.
Video games. Cases still there. Nothing inside. If I didn't they took their time. Went into my closet and got a bag.
Oh, wow.
Because, you know, like when you go shopping and stuff and you put all the bags inside them, you know, in case I need a bag later on or whatever. They went in there, got a bag. And like a little shopping bag to put the stuff that they were taking out. And the reason why I know, because they forgot to close the closet door back.
Somebody
it was
watching,
a janky door.
They had time.
Yo, that was the worst feeling ever because
that's
somebody,
horrible.
I don't even know who, had been in my house. But when I got home, my front door was locked. None of my windows were messed with. My back door was still locked.
Really?
So that, yeah. So I was like, this is definitely an inside job, not to sound cliche.
Yeah.
It was definitely an inside job. So now
that's
I'm looking
horrible.
At everybody crazy. Like, did somebody make a dupe? Because listen,
right.
nowadays you can't trust nobody. Did somebody
no,
make
can't.
A duplicate of my key? Somebody I was kicking it with made a duplicate
yep.
of my key?
You start thinking of everything. Yep.
Did the
yep.
maintenance man let somebody, did the maintenance man let somebody in my house? Did he come in my house? Like,
yep.
there was so many questions, but it literally felt
that's
terrible
the biggest
having
violation.
To live and sleep in that house, because guess what? If they came in there that smooth and easy, who was to say that they saw something else they was going to come back for later?
Yeah. That's my thing when you, once you're violated.
You got to
go. You know what I'm saying? Are they going to come
gotta
back?
Go. You got to
yeah.
go.
Yeah. Yeah.
You got to go. But I
wow.
thank God for
damn,
that thing. Amber Rose bashed her mom, her assistant, even her old sleepy time behind bodyguard, that they all ended up safe because that dude could have murked them one by one. They ended
yep.
up sleeping like Goldilocks.
They would have never known what hit them.
One by one. So God is good, man. God,
God
is good
is
all
great.
The time. And
yeah.
she might want to do she might want to stop them flood walks, and she might want to get on the kingdom walk for Jesus, because let me tell you
word.
Something. It could have went completely terrible up in her
it
house
could've.
Early
and
when
Lord
they
forgive me, you may want to let that bodyguard crew go. I'm just saying, because I still feel like somebody should have been up.
Okay.
But it did say bodyguards with an S, right? It was plural. It was more than one.
I don't remember if it was an S or not.
I feel like I did. I'm going to have to go back and look. Because if it was more than one, if it was one, we yeah, okay. That's understandable. But
I bet you, listen, I bet Julius won't flip.
And I know that's right. The white people
Julius won't flip.
That's what I'm saying. Every how often are now we hearing that celebrity homes are being robbed?
Oh, every day. Because
yep.
ASAP Rocky's house just got robbed.
Exactly.
For $1.5 million.
Thank
and
you.
They said that his sister was held at gunpoint. I'm like, well, what is going on?
But see, I hate to say this.
All that flossing.
Okay. Because you know that's a whole other show, too. But I'm telling you, y'all, look, Eric, y'all, we might not realize it, but social media is changing our society, is changing our lives, every little aspect.
Life Jennings told y'all behind years ago in his song, Stick Up Kid, he said, if you're doing too much, I'm coming to get it.
Yeah.
He told y'all years ago.
Yeah.
And social media only made it worse. Y'all ain't learned nothing from Kim Kardashian, or y'all still think she set herself up
yeah.
and it was still a, it was still a plot
said?
And a plan? Okay.
But you said he just led me into something. Because what did you just say? He said, when you do the most what? We coming
he
for
said,
you.
If
but
you,
now,
if you doing
now we got
too
the
much,
Migos.
I'm coming to get it.
We got the Migos rapping in Bad and Bougie telling you that we doing the most. Pull up and ghost. Hey,
yep.
didn't you see? This is what happened.
Okay.
It's crazy, yo. I don't think anybody deserves to be robbed, but you got to watch. Yo, you got to keep your private life private.
You
got to
be
careful. You gotta be very
I tell
careful.
My son all the time, stop showing, like my son is a great, he has a great business, you know, I don't even want to put big time on him because I don't need y'all looking for him. Like he's a pretty big deal in reselling, you know, very hot sneakers. He can get sneakers, anything you want, he can get it. But when he makes a come up, he takes pictures and posts the pictures of all the shoes. So now everybody know
yeah,
all these
chill.
Shoes are in his house. You
yeah.
know, all the money, the shoes, all, like, yo, son, like, you got to chill. Like, people, you even your friends plotting on you. Ain't no more,
yeah.
listen, ain't no more friends.
Your friends will be the first. Yeah, your friends will be the first. Hey, we seen it. You can't, listen, the sad part of it is sometimes it'll be the closest one to you. You know, so you got to be really, it's unfortunate, but you got to be just, you guys just got to be humble. He's fortunate. When you have nice
yep.
things, you gotta be humble because that person, your right hand man, will try to take you out for it, which is sad.
Okay,
it's all materialistic stuff at the end of the day,
but you know what, Leslie, we gotta do a show on internet safety, and I know we talking to grown people.
We do.
But
no,
I think some people need to be gently reminded the
yep.
importance of internet safety because
you telling
y'all
me, listen,
checking in
important.
Everywhere you at. Y'all,
yep.
here's the thing. It's one thing to check in where you at because, you know, it might be some people still back at the crib that you putting their lives in jeopardy because you got the burglar thinking the house empty. But
right.
shout out to y'all that go on vacation,
yes.
on cruises. That I know you're going to be gone at least 72 hours. You on a cruise. You're going to be gone at least 72 hours.
Man, post the pics when you come back. It's not that hard. But
no, it's not hard
again,
at all.
If they're not, people don't live for the moment anymore. People are so busy, you know. Listen, we definitely got to have that show on social media. because I already feel like, you know, I already want to implement in the community. I feel like it needs to be social media etiquette for everybody.
For everybody.
Wow. All
right, so two more stories I want to get into. Shout out to Stephanie Mills, because, you know, I love that our audience has a range of, like, 21 to 50. Like, we got strong demographics from 21 to 50. So we could talk about Chris Brown, or we could talk about Stephanie Mills. So yesterday, you know, when the OG R&B diva Stephanie Mills had some tea, I was like, wait a minute, hold on, let me get my teacup. So Stephanie Mills had to fire Hiram Hicks because she said her money done turned up funny.
Crazy.
Now, why are you out here playing with Stephanie Mills' money? But let me tell you what Stephanie Mills said. Stephanie Mills said, listen, I know y'all wondering why I'm speaking out and saying this, because number one, I am not ashamed, because it was my acumen as a seasoned artist that made me recognize the fact that something wasn't adding up.
I know that's right.
And something ain't look right. And she said, artists have to be more diligent in protecting their, you know, protecting their assets, protecting their brand, protecting their money. Girl, Stephanie Mills, you taught the class yesterday, boo boo.
Yeah, straight
up. You taught the class.
For so
many people,
we watched them.
Yes. Yes. And so many times, how many times we see stories, oh, such and such manager squandered all $50,000. Listen,
yep.
Mary J. Blige's husband was blowing sacks.
Crazy.
Her own husband,
yeah.
Was blowing stacks.
Can't trust nobody, yo.
Okay.
Crazy.
I'm not, I ain't saying what I'm saying.
Word. Yeah, shout out to her.
Just never get too comfortable that you don't pay attention to what's going on around you.
That's right.
Never get that comfortable.
Yep.
Never get that comfortable. And last but certainly not least, Ice Cube has confirmed last Friday is in the works. Are you here for it?
Thank you, Jesus.
Because
it's like, finally. Yeah. It's like, finally.
Yo,
yeah,
the way you
absolutely.
Said that, you was like, thank you.
You're not long. We've been waiting. But I'm scared.
Yeah.
But I'm scared.
Go ahead. Why you scared?
Because I feel like we all hype. We've been waiting. We'll be waiting. And I hope it just doesn't let us down.
What would
especially
it take
when
it for it
to
be dope to you?
Yep. What it would take for it to be ultimately dope for me would be, and I know what's not happening, right? Would be Chris Tucker actually doing it. You know
I don't know. Chris Tucker might do it.
You think
I don't
so?
Know. That's, what
if
else
he does it, that's it. That'll do it for me right there. That's the only thing that can hold us back.
That's it. Listen, if he say Chris Tucker, you
it's
can forget it. That it's a wrap. It's a wrap. It could be last Friday starring only Chris Tucker, and it's a wrap. If you get Chris Tucker and Day-Day, oh, my goodness.
Man, you got to bring them all. You got to bring Cat. I feel like.
You got to bring everybody. You got to bring everybody back. If it's going to be the last
everybody.
Friday.
We waited too long.
Everybody except Ricky Smalley.
Oh, yeah. They can leave his ass. Please don't bring him back. Keep his ass right where he at.
We good. Look, that's when they go down casting, like, okay, John.
You got to bring Myra back, everybody. That's it. You
got
to bring them
all. Oh, you
got
Myra. Not Myra. Oh, my goodness. No, you're talking about Pop's wife, right, Myra?
they always link up. They always seem to link up. Forever.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. What's her name? Anna Marie Horsford.
No.
Oh, wait. You talking about Myra from Martin Myra?
Yes. And they're always together. Her and John Witherspoon. They was in Boomerang together.
Yeah. Yep. You right.
Weren't
they
at house party together?
Hold up. That's
something to like.
I don't know because you know my memory ain't no good.
As
man,
a couple,
I'm about to tell no lie. I ain't about to tell no lie. I don't remember nothing. All I remember about Boomerang is you got to coordinate. I don't remember nothing.
Yeah, they weren't a couple on Friday, but they were in a couple on several things. Remember, she was the landlord or whatever.
Yeah, she was the landlord. She sure was.
You got to bring
Myra back.
Yes.
We're going to deal with Sticky Fingers again because he was mad whacking last week.
Nah, you can leave.
We can leave Sticky Fingers. We can leave the little Latinos. We can leave them in Rancho Cucamonga. We can leave them. We can even leave the dog in Rancho Cucamonga. Now, are we going to bring back Day Day's alleged fake play baby mama and baby D.
Nah, we can leave them out. We can
baby D.
We can leave Lady of Rage to the side. We can see if
you can leave out baby D. Snacks out.
But
leave her cousin. We can leave her cousin.
Yeah,
Pinky definitely got to come back. Pinky got to come back. Are we going to bring the white boy back?
Nah.
That worked at
he,
Pinky's
no.
tour.
Nah,
we
you
good.
Know he. But now that you know he died.
That's right. Oh Jesus, God forgive me. God forgive
yeah,
me.
That's
well,
right. Ooh, listen, man.
Me,
I had to just remember too, because I'm like, wait a minute. So nah, but I think we covered. The main that they who they have to bring back. Anybody else will be like, all right, well.
So we bring him back Terry Crews. We bring him back Damon.
Yeah, you think Terry will be Terry had pointed a level in his career. What do you think he would do? They would have changed him up.
Yeah. Listen, Terry Crews did White Chicks. You think he won't do another Friday?
Yeah, true that. We definitely need Terry Crews. Absolutely. He's really
and the thing is I think everybody would be open to coming back for the simple fact that if this is the final installment, it has all the potential in the world to be absolutely epic.
Epic,
it's just
yeah.
how they write it. And I'm so sad. Oh, they got to go get Felicia. They got to go
oh,
get
yeah,
Felicia.
They definitely got to go get Felicia. Became a, yeah, she, you know, actually, she made one of the most important ones because of
she, they got, and they got to get Felicia. They got to get Ezell.
Oh, yeah,
too.
They got to get
they
Ezell.
They got to get Felicia.
Ah, Bethy, I mean, you was on point. I'm glad you said that. They got to get
they
Ezell.
They
got
to get Ezell. First
yeah.
of all, we need to call Cube when we get off the phone. Because Cube needs some guidance.
I need to know. Yeah, he does.
He needs some guidance with this thing. Now, we got
to have the potential to be, like, the most classic.
Absolutely epic. But they have to. Here's the kicker. They have to make it make sense. It can't be just
yeah.
a bunch of random behind cameos. Now,
right.
the best way that I think they can get it off bringing back a lot of these people is for Craig to go back to his mama and daddy's house and Felicia still in the neighborhood, Nia Long still in the neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
Paula Jai Parker. You got to bring Paula
oh
Jai because Craig still lying to her. Craig is still lying.
Right.
You know,
yes.
But they have to, I think if they set it up back at the original house and then have the different people in the neighborhood, then it would make sense.
Right.
They probably can make Debo a dad now. You know, they might could take it down
yeah.
a level, like Debo a dad, you know, and I don't know.
Right.
I don't know. It's just so much they could do with that. They need to call me because I got ideas. I got a lot of ideas. Call me.
Yes.
Chris Tucker going to have to slim down a little bit, though. Chris Tucker going to have to slim down a little bit.
Yeah.
They're going to get Miss Parker. They have to get Miss Parker. Miss Parker's still alive. They got to get Miss Parker because she could be a senior bae.
Yes.
They got to get Miss Parker.
Oh, yeah.
She could be
yeah.
out there in her little
geritol,
with her little booty popping.
right.
They got to get everybody that they can. Now, some
yeah,
people
they
can leave alone. They can leave
really
Molly alone.
Yeah. Well, he was only in a brief second.
They can leave him alone.
Yeah.
And D-Ray. We bring him back D-Ray. Wasn't D-Ray in it? Was D-Ray in it? What happened? Was D-Ray in it or
no? No, I don't think so. No.
Why I felt like D-Ray was somewhere?
Barbershop. But I'm trying to remember where D-Ray was. I can't think of D-Ray in any of the Fridays. Don't get me wrong.
When they was running through the house, when the Santa Claus was running through the house, D-Ray wasn't in none of them houses.
Oh, see, I don't know. Maybe he was.
I don't know. Don't get
maybe
me wrong.
Maybe he was. Nah, he might have been. That part, I'm not sure.
No, maybe
not. Sure,
but they can leave him home, too. They like, was D-Ray in it? No. Okay, we'll leave him home, too. But he wasn't in it.
Yo,
I don't care. Leave him home, too. Mm-hmm.
Word. Yo, you dumb,
yeah.
Yo.
All right. So, okay. So let's go ahead and wrap up. Thank you so much, y'all, for tuning in to today's podcast. Carla, it's so good to be back on the air. Yes. I know I was a little militant today, a little long-winded, but I'm chatty patty, and that's what we do. So that make sure you subscribe to the podcast. It is on iTunes. We are also on Stitcher Radio, and the podcast is a lot of different places, so feel free to subscribe to the podcast. But for all my team iPhone people, Carla over there with her Android goes. But team iPhone, you can go ahead and download, subscribe to the podcast and download it directly from iTunes. Also, make sure you subscribe to our YouTube channel. We are trying to get a lot more content up on the YouTube channel. So definitely subscribe to the YouTube channel so that you can go ahead and get our new videos the minute I put my little sauce on them and upload them. Follow us on Instagram. We are icecreamcombos_ on Instagram. We're also on Twitter, Google+, what's the other one? Tumblr.
We are everywhere.
Okay. Thank you, Carla.
Everywhere. We're everywhere. Just Google.
We are everywhere.
You'll find us everywhere.
Yeah. The easiest thing to do is just to download the Ice Cream Combos app. Everything is right there at your fingertips, you know, So this week was pretty quiet, no event, but next week I have Pirates of the Caribbean screening, so I'm excited about that.
On Friday,
I will go ahead and notify everyone, well, actually tomorrow, because tomorrow's Friday, I will go ahead and notify everyone about who the winners are for the Pirates of the Caribbean, pass to come to the screening.
Okay.
All right, so, Carla, is there anything you want to add before we go?
Just on a note, like we talked about earlier, only thing I can say is everybody just look at yourself and just try to figure out what can you do, if it's anything, just to kind of make a change, because, girl, we got to do something. I'm tired of waking up and seeing, you know, our black men being shot dead and just us not sticking together and not organizing. So that's all I got to say. You got anything for them?
Yes. And just to piggyback off of Carla, stop being fake mad and stop being a social media protester.
I know that's right.
It takes more than a repost to bring about change. It takes more than, oh my gosh, I cannot believe this, to bring about change. Don't be a social media protester.
Exactly.
Oh, okay. Your favorite celeb who is only saying something so that they don't get dragged, so they can look like they woke. But with that being said, we're going to go ahead and close out. Oh, and Escape is performing at Essence Fest for y'all who may be going on down there. All right. So thank you so much for tuning in, and we will be back next week and tomorrow night, Friday night. Check me out on Facebook. I do my Facebook live stream, okay, at 10 p.m. All right, guys, have a great night.
See you.
A great day. I done put people all at nighttime. Great. Have a great night to be the rest of the day into the night, Chan.
Technically, yep.
All right. Well, don't judge me for what I say when I'm hungry. All right, y'all. Bye.
Peace.
Bye.